The following program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395 and Washington CL number 81395 is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420 is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit absoluteloans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome to The Money Hour on 570 KVI, the Sunday, November 24th show. I'm your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. Thank you for taking time to talk money. I'm here every Sunday at 11 a.m. right here on 570 KVI. My goal is to keep you up to date on the latest news and trends in our local economy. Keep me tuned in and I will keep you informed. And the lineup for my guest today in studio, regular contributor Amy Carpenter with Solterra Systems. If you want to learn about solar and how it can save you money, you will not want to miss Amy's segments. One of the most popular guests that we have that drive a lot of calls for our listeners that are, it's that time of the economy, especially now in the holidays. We're actually going to be talking about how to save money with my second guest in studio, but Amy can definitely help you do that. And second guest in studio, Janice Hammond, another regular contributor of our show and works with a lot of you helping with your financial strategies, because that's what she does, is financial planning. And exciting resource today, and it's exciting information again because of the holidays, and we're thinking of ways of how can we actually save a little money. That's why I invited Janice into studio to give us some tips. She's going to talk about the five tips, and guaranteed it will definitely save you money. And last but not least, guest in studio, another regular contributor. We're just packed in studio today with popular guests that are here supporting our show on a regular basis. And I invite them back because our listeners are calling and they're asking for more information and wanting to work with them. And so that's why they continue to come in and are our regular support of my show. Andy Landis, nationally known author, speaker, and consultant. Mistakes people make, the best tools for planning. Is it going away? Can you guess what the topic is? We're going to talk about Social Security with Andy today and everything you need to know about it. Great information and great guests in studio. For more information on any of the topics discussed, or if you want to talk with my special guest, take down the phone number for my show, 1-888-987-0570. Again, it's 1-888-987-0570. Your chance to talk with any of the guests that I have in studio on any of the topics that we're going to discuss today, or you can go to themoneyhour.com for more information about my show. And a little time for some money chat. Money, money, money. And since we're going to talk about saving money today, and we're talking about the holidays, and I've brought to studio before my eight tips for successful closing, but I'm bringing it back again because it's so important. Any of you that are buying a home right now or thinking of buying a home, because during the holidays, it's actually a good time to go out and think about shopping and making an offer on a home, because there's not a lot of people doing it. And the people that may, and it's kind of a double, you could look at it both ways. There's not as much inventory because a lot of people are not thinking of listing your homes. But the ones that are listing their house right now, they need to sell. And so it's a great opportunity to get out there and maybe get a better deal on a house and stay away from the multiple offers that we're seeing in this real estate environment right now. So I think buying during the holidays is a good time to do it because not everybody else is doing it at the same time. So I wanted to bring in my eight tips to a successful closing. Getting a mortgage, and everybody has probably heard this. You read about it, you hear it in the media. Mortgage is a nightmare. Buying a house is one of the most stressful things, and it is listed as one of the most stressful things that you'll do in your life. But I'm here to tell you, and representing mortgages and working with my clients day in and day out in closing on a mortgage loan, it is not one of the most stressful things that you're going to do. If you follow my eight tips to a successful closing, I promise you, if you follow these eight tips, it's smooth, it's on time, nothing's going to fall apart. I'm not going to say it's fun, because getting a loan isn't fun, but it is going to work. It's going to work efficiently, it's going to work on time, and it's not going to add too much stress in your life. And I promise you, if you miss just one of these eight tips, not only could your mortgage not close on time, which risk your earnest money, but it could actually completely fall apart. Your financing falls apart, you don't close, you don't get your home. So these are really, really important things to follow, and it's really easy if you know what they are. Expedite. The name of the game is to expedite anything that's requested during the process of the loan. You want to know who your primary contact is going to be. If you're working with me in securing your mortgage, I have one person on my team that's sole purpose. All she does all day is work on my closings. So she is what I call the drive behind all of the effort. She's working with everybody involved during the closing process to make sure everyone's doing what they need to do to efficiently close on time. So I tell my clients, when Jessica asks for something, who is my loan coordinator, expedite and get it to her as quickly as possible. You want to turn documents around within 24 hours to ensure there's not going to be delays on any of the process. Now, here's the other thing. Don't ask questions on why the documents are being requested, because here's a really simple way to look at it. The bank is not requesting these documents because they want to request them. The secondary market requires this. If the lenders are not asking for the documentation, they're not going to be able to provide money to you when you come back for a mortgage the second time around. They're not going to be able to provide mortgages to the friends and family members that you refer to them if they don't follow the guidelines set up by the secondary market. So it's not the underwriter, it's not the lender, it's not the mortgage consultant or their team that is just asking for these things to make things difficult. It's because it's what's needed in order to close a mortgage. And I'm sure all of you can appreciate the nightmare that we got into in 2008 with the mortgage crisis was not fun. And now that documentation is being requested and things are being verified, we're ensuring to make not to make that mistake, hopefully again for our economy in the future. Second is know that anything that you receive updated from the time that you provided your original document, so I'm talking about pay stubs and bank statements, anything that you receive that's new, just send it over. Because if you're not sending it over, it's going to be requested. You're going to have to go back and get it. So once you're in process to close and you have a contract or you're doing a refinance, you've made a decision, you're going to move forward, every updated pay stub, every updated asset, just go ahead and send it over to that contact person that you're going to be working with throughout the process and gathering your documentation. Third tip to a successful closing, do not incur any new debt. Don't go buy cars. Don't get new credit cards. Any of those things. Now, also, you want to make sure that you're not opening any new debt. And it's not the fact that you're applying for debt that's the issue or the actual payment. It could be an issue, could not. But just the fact that you actually have opened a new credit card. When it comes time to close, they're going to do what's called a soft pull on your credit report. They're going to see that you've applied for a new credit card. And it has to go all the way back to the underwriting stages, which means at minimum, you're not going to close on time. Worst case scenario, you're not going to get the loan because the debt that you incurred puts you over the maximum debt to income ratio. Four, no job changes without consulting with your mortgage consultant. I also like to say no life changes. You don't want to be getting divorced or getting married or doing any of these things during the closing process unless you're communicating with your mortgage consultant first, because what you're doing is you're changing, making changes in your lifestyle. So job is important as well. Communicate with your mortgage consultant before making any changes because it could affect you actually getting the mortgage. Number five, any deposits that go into your account, just know that they're going to have to be verified. I think if you know up front, it makes things much easier, because when you're depositing $5,000 into your account and you didn't know that was going to have to be verified and it came from an unacceptable source, now you're in an issue because you can't just backtrack that money out of the account and the underwriter is going to ignore it. It's there, and unless it can be paper trail and documented that it came from an acceptable source, your financing falls through. So it's really, really important to understand that any funds that are coming in and out of your account have to be what the bank calls paper trailed and proven that it came from an acceptable source. That goes right into my tip six. As you're liquidating funds and moving funds around, you need to save all of the paper trails. So an example would be if you're working with Janice, our financial planner that represents our show that's in studio today. If you're going to liquidate money from an account that she has for you to use for a down payment for your home, you have to be able to show the physical liquidation of that money coming out of the account, photocopy or prove that that was the deposit that came into your account, and a bank statement that shows that it arrives there. The complete paper trail from one transfer into the other. So you just want to be saving all of that. And it makes it really easy if you know ahead of time, because again, you're not having to scramble and backtrack for documentation that you could have known beforehand. Tip seven, understanding that you're not going to know when your signing date is. This can be really stressful if you don't know ahead of time, because Your scheduled signing date is going to happen 2 to 3 business days prior to closing, but you don't know when that actual date is going to be. So you need to let your employers know that you're going to have to spontaneously take an hour or two off to go sign your loan documents. And last, please, if you're going to leave town, make sure you let your mortgage consultant know when you're going, how long you're going to be gone, if there's anything that they need during that process. So my 8 tips for a successful closing: if you want to know what the 8 milestones are and the target dates that you need to meet to make the closing run efficiently, pick up the phone, give me a call, 1-888-987-0570, or online at themoneyhour.com. Done this for almost 20 years, so advice is always good to make sure the process runs smoothly. Coming up next on the Money Hour, why are so many people excited about installing solar panels into their home? What's the big deal? Saying goodbye to the electric bill or the big electric bill, that could be a good reason. That's why I have Amy in studio, Amy Carpenter with Solterra Systems, right here on 570 KVI after the short break.
Free electricity from your roof? It's possible with solar energy. Here's Amy from Solterra Systems.
There's never been a better time to install solar in Washington. And yes, we do get enough sun. Incentives cover over 50% if the installation cost and zero down financing is available. Enjoy watching your meter run backwards this summer by installing solar now.
Go to useyourroof.com to find out how easy it can be. That's useyourroof.com. Or call 800-865-9005 to get your free site assessment from Solterra Systems.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Talk Radio 570 KBI. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Well, welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. I provide you the news on everything money, fresh information on the market trends and conditions in our local economy. And right now in studio, Amy Carpenter with Solterra Systems, here to share why solar energy use is so important and all the financial incentives and benefits you'll see. Amy has lots of information to share with us. Again, a regular contributor of our show, and I just love having her in studio because it's something a little bit different that we don't hear about all the time, but it can have such an impact, a huge impact on our money, and that's really what my show is all about. Amy is a solar design consultant and the marketing director for Solterra Systems. She has been helping homeowners and businesses in the Northwest become more energy independent for the last 5 years. Solterra Systems is an electrical and roofing company. They specialize in innovative rooftops and have been active in the Northwest since 2008. They've grown at 100% a year and have won numerous awards. They design and install solar electric systems as well as install composite metal and roof flat roof systems. Great way to save money. Amy, again, it's always a pleasure to have you across from me in studio. Thank you so much.
It's great to be here.
And my favorite question to start out with, just because we do have new listeners that come in, and we have listeners that might catch things here or there and miss it, and I think it's a really important question to open up your segment with. In Washington State, right here where we live, where the show's at, should you get solar and does it work?
It does. That's probably the most common question I get asked. I got asked on my way in today, actually, by the security desk.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, oh, this is good practice for what I'm going to share with everything else today. So solar in the Northwest is actually much more efficient than a lot of people would give us credit for. We do have a reputation of being kind of a gray area of the country, but mm-hmm. we get more sun than I realized when I first started out in solar. We get about 70% the annual solar resource or solar potential of Los Angeles every single year.
Yeah.
When you think of Southern California, we would tend to think they're a lot sunnier climate than we are, but 70% is a great number. The other thing about Washington is we have very long summer days, mm-hmm. so we're producing solar from early in the morning till late in the evening. And then actually the other fact that I had no idea about till I started out was that weeks like we've had this past week where there was some cold, sunny days, solar is more efficient the colder it is.
Really?
It's kind of like electronics. They have, you know, our computers have fans in them so that they don't get too hot. Solar starts to lose a fraction of percentage of efficiency above 75 degrees Fahrenheit. That's cell temperature. So on mm-hmm. roofs, we know our roofs get much hotter than just the air temperature. So our summers being a cooler, more mild climate, as well as our middle of the winter sun breaks that we occasionally get make the Northwest a great place for solar energy.
So we have to be kind of up on the top end then as far as solar, living in Washington.
I, I wouldn't go that far just because some of the other areas of the country get more hours total throughout the year of sunlight.
All like Colorado.
Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, Southern California does get 30% more than we do. But the reality is it works really well. It's something where the incentives in Washington are stronger than a lot of areas. So the fact that we have good sunlight and phenomenal incentives make the Northwest a great option for solar.
So, Amy, we're heading towards that colder time, our the winter months, and we're thinking about holidays, which is snow and, you know, rain and all that stuff mixed in. Is it a good time to do it right now, or should they really wait until the weather improves?
It's actually a great time to do solar. We do install solar year-round. It's not a super invasive process on the roof. So unlike traditional roofing, we don't need clear weather to install solar. The other thing I love about installing this time of year is that you're set up to harvest that sunlight as soon as we start getting those sunny days again in the spring and in the summer. And then the last reason that I really like it is if it's something that you're planning on doing eventually, January is actually the best time to do solar from our company's perspective specifically, because we give a special incentive to our January clients. It's really important to us that we keep our installers busy year round. And so we work extra hard to fill our slowest month of the year, which is historically January, just to make sure that we're keeping them busy.
And I would imagine it's the slowest point because people just don't think about that it would be the
appropriate time of year for us.
So it's good to take advantage of it now and get some of those savings. So I know you've got some special things going on, different things that are going on at Solterra. What are those?
So
What's happening?
Right now, the January special that I just mentioned, we are doing a special Solterra incentive. We're calling it Solar Home for the holidays. So anyone that does an installation or commits to an installation before December 20th, we're giving them savings an average of $1,000 to $2,000 off of our normal pricing. So it is somewhat significant. And like I said, if someone's going to do solar eventually, they might as well get it at the time of year that's the absolute best value.
So pick up the phone, give the show a call, 1-888-987-0570. Again, 1-888-987-0570. I just love how, you know, Amy just takes really, really special care of my listeners. And she'll come out to your house personally and visit with you. She does a great report where she doesn't even have to come out to the house because of all the technology and can actually see your roof. And the report she puts together, I can speak from experience because I've had one put together for Dave and I in our house. And the information that's provided and all the different options that you have, it makes it really easy to see, number one, does it make sense for you? And if it does make sense, which one of the cost structures or which one of the options is going to be the most saving and the most effective for you? So I just really encourage, if you've not had the opportunity to have Amy work up a report for you, please pick up the phone, give my show a call, 1-888-987-0570. And I promise it would be worth worth talking with Amy. So Amy, are there other incentives available? Well, I know that there are. Explain those other incentives available, because there's a lot of them that can really help my listeners.
Definitely. So besides Solterra's special incentive, we have federal and state incentives. And if you have any anyone who's listening from Snohomish County, there's actually a local incentive as well. So the one that most people have heard of is the federal income tax credit. There used to be an energy efficiency one. There's still one for renewable energy. So solar obviously qualifies for that. It's 30% of your total investment in solar. There's no cap to that. There's no income limitations. At the same time, if someone didn't have the tax liability in 1 year, they're allowed to roll that forward for multiple tax years. So essentially, one third of the system is covered at the federal level. And then at the state level, we actually have two incentives in Washington. The first one is a sales tax exemption. Also tend to find that a lot of people know about that one. But the one that people are most surprised by is what we call our production incentive. So Washington State will actually log every kilowatt hour of electricity generated by the solar. And then they will write a check to the owner of that system once a year for all of the energy that they produce. Even if they use it in their home, they still get paid for it. So you get paid for your solar and you don't purchase it from the grid at the same time. And the rate that they're paying is actually more than the going rate of power. The base rate is 15 cents a kilowatt hour. And then because Washington really wants to support local manufacturing, local jobs, they actually up the incentive for Washington-made products. They will pay 54 cents per kilowatt hour for Washington-made products, which is about 5 or 6 times the going rate of power in the state of Washington.
Yeah, and so they're huge. They're huge incentives and huge savings. You just need to actually see it in paper and look at it and go, okay, wow, I get that. Because it's a lot of numbers. It's a lot of information.
It is. I try to make it pretty simple.
And you do. When you look at the report, it's when you're listening and you're listening, and plus we're radio, you don't get any visual. But when you're listening and you're driving in your car, it's like, wow, that sounds really great. It's a lot of information. You need to look at the numbers because it's really easy to see the savings that each individual would have.
Exactly.
So, Amy, technology is always changing, and solar is relatively new. And so should somebody think possibly of waiting to see how technology is going to advance, or what's your advice there?
That's another really common question. And I would actually argue that solar is a fairly mature technology at this point. Okay. We have had solar around since the 50s and 60s. It's the same manufacturing process that we use today. It's improved a lot in efficiency, and it's also come down in cost pretty dramatically, but the technology is actually the same. So even though solar will often get categorized as like an electronic item, so mm-hmm. a laptop or a digital camera, you wait 6 months, you get something twice as good. Solar is not that way at all. The one category that I do think is changing rapidly is battery technology. Most of our solar installations do not include a battery bank. They're pretty simple installations, but... Okay. Batteries are an option for some clients, and that technology I do think is worth waiting for. 5 to 10 years from now, we're going to see a pretty big difference in cost and efficiency of batteries.
Okay. What about roof? I mean, we've got lots of different styles of roofs here in Seattle. What's the best?
Honestly, solar can be attached to any type of roof. Mm-hmm. Composite is, of course, the most common around here, but metal, flat roof systems, cedar shake, pretty much any roof. Tile roofs, we can attach to those as well. There's special flashings that are made for any roof type. The other thing I get asked a lot about is orientation of the roof, the angle of the roof. How critical is that? We actually pretty much always just recommend installing flush with the roof line, not trying to build some crazy structure that's going to add to the cost and really take away from the aesthetics of the home. Solar works facing south, facing west, facing east. Any angle between 10 degrees and 50 degrees.
As long as you have sun.
The bigger thing is having sun.
If you have lots of trees out in front, it's not going to work so well.
Yeah.
So, Amy, what about how long the system lasts? Because it's pretty amazing on the time.
Yeah. So life expectancy of an average solar panel is going to be somewhere around 30 years. Our Made in Washington panels are actually some of the strongest on the market, if not the strongest. So they have a life expectancy conservatively of more around 40 years.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get a manufacturer's warranty for the average panel of 25 years, and some panels offer 30 years. So it's a long-term investment. It's going to generate power for a very long time, a lot of times beyond the time frame someone's planning on being in the home.
Which is a good thing. I mean, if you think about it, because it doesn't matter if you're living there, you've got to consider your resale when you're going to sell that property. And so if your property has this, it makes a huge difference in it could increase the value also with all the other homes on the market, having the ability that it's more appealing to the buyers, right?
Exactly. We've saw it even during kind of the slowdown of the home market, that homes with solar did sell faster just because it was something unique that was drawing people to at least take a look at it. There's been 3 different home value studies that we quote most often. All of them are showing an increase in value. With anything in this market, you know, home value is somewhat dependent on the buyer,
sure.
location of the property, etc. But solar is something that you've installed on the roof that actually saves money for operating the home. So if you have 2 similar homes and one has a lower operating cost per month, that's an appealing thing to pretty much any buyer, I would say.
And I think it's always interesting. We don't have any realtors in studio today, but I have a lot that come in and visit in studio. And every time that they're here and you're here, there's always conversation that starts up with them because they're representing people buying homes, and they just feel it's such a huge benefit. So outside of calling the show, which you can pick up the phone, call right now, 1-888-987-0570, and talk to Amy directly, 1-888-987-0570. If you don't get through, we'll make sure we connect you with Amy. But other than that, Amy, how can my listeners reach you?
So our website is actually useyourroof.com. So it's pretty easy to remember. If someone's just curious about learning a little bit more about incentives, a little bit more about what we do, they're welcome to go to the website. They can request more info there directly as well. But it serves as a great resource. Solar is always an educational process. Mm-hmm. It works well for some people. For some people, we conclude it's not the best fit. And that's kind of our philosophy. We want to make more people aware of how it works and if it works for them, then that's great. And if not, then they can tell their friends about it.
Perfect. So, Amy, we're going to run out a little bit of time here, but tell my listeners how much it costs to talk with you.
It's actually free.
It's free. So, no cost.
Yeah. Information's free. So I spend a lot of time on the phone. Like you said, 10 minutes is all it really takes to go through the basics. And a lot of people can tell from there whether or not it's something they want to pursue more seriously.
And I think what a great opportunity. Solar home for the holidays. Pick up the phone. 1-888-987-0570. Coming up next in the Money Hour. Oh, and Amy, thank you. Before
welcome.
I go to the next segment, I got to say thank you. Thank you so much, Amy, for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Coming up next in the Money Hour, the holidays are coming up, and it's an appropriate time to share tips to avoid overspending. And there's no one better to advise on this topic than our show financial planner, Janice Hammond with Sunrise Financial Services, right here on 570 KVI after the short break.
When it comes to your retirement, don't compromise. Call Sunrise. Talk to a professional. Call Janice Hammond at 206-420-8520 or visit Sunrise online at sunrisefinancialservices.net. Janice conducts complimentary dinner workshops monthly. You can find out about the next event or her firm's services by going to sunrisefinancialservices.net, by calling her office at 206-420-8520, or following Sunrise Financial Services on Facebook. The number one mistake made when planning for retirement is to do nothing. Don't procrastinate. If you are within 10 to 15 years of retirement and don't have a plan for retirement income streams, call for your complimentary consultation today. 206-420-8520 for Sunrise Financial Services.
Securities offered through First Heartland Capital, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through First Heartland Consultants. First Heartland Consultants, Inc., and Sunrise Financial Services are not affiliated companies.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Talk Radio 570 KBI. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. Bring in expert advice and inside knowledge on today's events in our local economy and how it can affect your money. And in studio right now, Janice Hammond with Sunrise Financial Services. It's easy to spend more money than you should over the holidays. I speak from just a little bit of experience. And so that's why I wanted to invite Janice in today. She's advising her clients, and a lot of you are listeners that are her clients, on how to, the tips to not overspending your money. And so that's our topic for today. Janice, welcome back in studio.
Hi, thanks. Good to be here.
And after 10 years in financial services, Janice opened her company, Sunrise Financial Services, to help her clients avoid common mistakes made when planning for retirement. With her eyes towards the future, Janice recognized the need for a more conservative approach to investing that strives to outpace inflation and caters to the unique needs of each individual who walks through her door of her firm, Sunrise Financial. And that is so true in the bio, Janice, that, you know, when you walk into your office, those chocolate chip cookies, the iced tea, the personal welcome. I mean, it's really warming, and I just feel really blessed to have you a part of my team and helping our listeners here on the Money Hour.
Oh, thanks, Tina. Likewise.
So, Janice, I think we have something really special for our listeners today, and it's the tip to overspending or to avoid overspending, and no better time to bring it in right here during the holiday season.
That's right. And the good news, most of these ideas will work all year round. And the better news is that all of them apply to shopping during the holidays. And if you follow this list, I'm sure that you will come in under budget.
And you know, when this first, because you give some great advice on things that you think would be helpful for the listeners. Sometimes I give suggestions. A lot of the times you come up with it. And I have to be honest with you, Janice, when this was suggested by your team, that this is our topic, I thought, oh my gosh, you've been talking with Dave. He is my show producer, my husband, and my show producer. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this like an intervention or something to help me out over the holidays? Be honest.
You know, Dave and I are very close and we do talk a lot, but I'm not going to divulge any information.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Janice. Okay. Enough joking around. Let's get to the topic. First thing, Janice, what's the first tip that you can share with my listeners on how not to overspend?
Well, the number one is obvious. Shop with a a list, meaning a plan. And this is pretty normal, and many people are doing this already because they know shopping without a list is not wise. But how many of us have gone shopping with a $50 food budget and ended up spending more because of impulse buys? And I know this happens all the time at Costco.
Oh my gosh, it happens.
It is the worst. It,
that is a really, really bad place. What's up with being able to buy more and more things than you're ever going to use for ever?
Yeah, I mean, I've coming out of Costco, trying to spend $50 is nearly impossible.
Yeah.
But that is why making a list is so important. Now, for holiday shopping, I take it a step further, assigning a dollar value to each gift and for the individual that I'm buying for. This usually helps me come in under budget because I'm fairly conservative with the amounts I'm assigning to each person. And I think you'll end up spending less than you would if you simply went out and bought things for them spontaneously.
So Janice, let's go ahead and move to two. What's the second tip you've got to share?
Number two is remind yourself of what your goals and your dreams are. And I know this sounds kind of silly, but this can be more useful than you think. Begin each list that you're making with a goal. And being a financial advisor, I might recommend pay off your credit card debt or fund my Roth IRA for the year. Or you could also write something that you're saving for, like trip to Hawaii or TV or house or whatever that thing is.
So, Janice, I think I'm getting really smart over here because I've got something I think might be fun. What about in the middle? You've got your grocery list, so eggs and celery and pay off that Nordstrom's card. Then I need to get milk and bread and pay off that Macy's card.
I love it.
I mean, you can kind of mix it in to make it fun, right?
Goal-oriented shopping, always keeping the most important thing at the top of that list there.
And I'm a really big believer of visually seeing things. So I have, you know, I won't mention the car that I have on my computer, but I got my car on my computer. I look at it every day, the car that I'm going to have. Mm-hmm. So being able to visualize that, and it runs through my computer screen. I'm always thinking about it. Why not include the same motivation while you're actually spending money?
I think that that's a great point. I mean, just keeping it in front of you all the time, eyes on the prize is important. Okay, now I know you know what number three is, so why don't you tell the audience what that is?
Remind yourself how much money you owe. I mean, it's important to remind yourself how much money you owe. This is similar to the previous tip, but kind of on the opposite. Well, it's exactly on the opposite side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a client who keeps a list of financial obligations in his wallet so he won't forget how much of his budget is already accounted for. And it might also work well to put these things on your list right along with your goals, like you said. And having both can help you avoid putting needs versus wants on your shopping list, which we've talked about so many times. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll catch ourselves saying, I need a new pair of black shoes.
Yep.
But that's really a want, isn't it, Tina?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we all have that hard, we have a hard time,
yes,
you know, making the real decision on what we really need, mm-hmm, versus what we want.
Definitely.
And so the question I would ask for you is need versus want important? Well, the answer is if you want to save money or not overspend, then it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So keeping your goals in mind and reminding yourself of your financial obligations is great advice for people who regularly overspend. Now, did you know that 52% of Americans are spending more than they earn? And of that 52%, 21% regularly have monthly expenses that exceed their income. This is according to an article I read in the Huffington Post recently. And it also says that 1 in 4 Americans has more debt than savings.
Those are really powerful numbers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, it may surprise some people listening, but being in, you know, in the financing arena, mm-hmm, and working through people's budget for mortgage, I know that these statistics are real, and it's kind of shocking. Mm-hmm. Now, when doing research, Janice, I found that overspending during the holidays can stretch your budget out 6 months. So according to a report by, and you'll appreciate this, according to a report by MyVesta, a financial crisis center in Maryland, the average consumer plans to pay off holiday bills within 3 months. But the reality, it doubles that and it's 6 months.
Yeah, and this is just like what you were talking about earlier, how people, when they're buying a house, they go out and get more credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the people that you've been talking to, what do you think they're going to do over Christmas?
Yes.
And of course, they're telling you, no, 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 by the time, yeah, we find a house in spring, our debt will be paid off.
Yeah.
But according to this, That is absolutely not true. So imagine yourself coming out of the holiday season feeling good about the amount that you saved instead of feeling bad about the money that you spent. And I know that's a foreign concept for some, but following these tips can make it a reality for you. And I always encourage people, just try it once. Just say, you know what, this Christmas, I'm going to follow all of these tips and I'm going to do that and see how you feel in January. If there's no difference, then you're on your way, but at least you tried it and you know.
And guarantee there's going to be a difference. Mm-hmm. So, Janice, let's go into number four. Fourth tip.
All right. So number four is don't avoid the crowds. So there's something about a massive swarm of people that puts us into survival mode. And most people will spend less if they're surrounded by people. They want to get in, get out, and be on their way. And the more time and freedom that you have during a shopping trip, the more you are likely to spend.
What a great concept, because I could imagine if I'm going into a crowd, I'm going to want to get out of there as quickly as I possibly can. I'm not like kind of window shopping, which we know what window shopping is. It's actually turning into buying those items that are in the window.
Yeah.
So with the crowd, I'm going to get in there, get what I plan on buying, and get the heck out of there. So what a great concept.
Mm-hmm. Especially because our time is valuable around the holidays. So try to get in and get going on.
And you know, Janice, I always say for me that extra time is money, because there's so much time, limited time in the day. And you know as well as I do in sales, which we both are, our time's really, really valuable to us. So the more time that I have, the more money I'm going to make. So not spending all that time in the shopping center is less spent. So
is that why Dave?
I like how this is all coming together.
Is that why Dave controls your schedule?
You're probably right. Exactly. I only have so much time that I have free time. So let's go on to tip five.
So I always tell people, and if you've ever been to one of our complimentary dinner workshops, the biggest financial mistake people make when planning for retirement is procrastination. Mm-hmm. This can wreck your plans for retirement as well as bust your budget for the holiday shopping season.
And one of my favorite quotes is from Christopher Parker, and you'll appreciate this one too, Janice. Procrastination is like a credit card. It is a lot of fun until you get the bill.
That is good and very true. I like that. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
There are financial consequences when you wait until the last minute to do any kind of shopping, especially holiday shopping. And when you get into that 11th hour panic, there's no time for price comparison, no time to shop the sales. You're just grabbing and running, and in the long run can really hurt your wallet.
And smaller selections are less sales because everything good's already been taken and the sales are done.
Mm-hmm. So also growing in popularity, of course, is online shopping. Mm-hmm. So for all you online shoppers out there, the longer you wait, the more you procrastinate. Of course, the more you're paying in shipping. So if you're buying something and it's going to cost you $30 to overnight ship that, instead of the $5 or maybe free shipping that you would have got if you planned ahead, that's $30 that you could have spent more on that person. And to me, that's just a waste.
So, Jan, speaking of online shopping, it's probably worth mentioning as well to make sure that you're ordering over a secure network.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think that we are actually doing a workshop on identity theft next year too. It's very important to just
That's going to be an awesome class.
Everything's protected.
So if you guys, Janice does a lot of workshops. I mean, she really gives back to the community and she takes really great care of her clients and has her client events. And if you want to attend any of those, being a listener to the show, she definitely opens it up to you. Pick up the phone, give us a call at 1-888-987-0570. We've got just a couple minutes, Janice, and with great information, but just really quickly, let's list those five out. So number one, shop with a list.
Okay. Number two is remind yourself of your goals and your dreams. And then, of course, remind yourself of what you owe. And I know those kind of go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Next, don't avoid the crowds.
Yes. And last but not least, do not procrastinate.
Amazing, amazing segment here with you, Janice, today. And I think they were great tips for our listeners. And hopefully if you can just take on one of these tips, you can definitely prevent from overspending in some level. But if you can take on all five of these tips and make them an actually part of your everyday plan, it'll be amazing at how much money you can save.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Thanks, Janice.
Thanks for having me.
And coming up next in the Money Hour, when I retire, the fastest, easiest way to make your retirement fun, fulfilling, and significant. We have an author to this book in studio right now. Andy Landis, nationally known author, speaker, and consultant, right here on 570 KVI after this short break.
Are you scratching your head trying to figure out how to afford retirement? Social Security and Medicare are essential, but they're a complete mystery to most people. Now, Andy Landis guides the way with his book, Social Security, The Inside Story. Andy has helped thousands retire, and his book is called The Very Best.
Hi, this is Andy Landis. Now you can master Social Security and Medicare. Learn more at andylandis.biz. That's andylandis.biz.
Free electricity from your roof? It's possible with solar energy. Here's Amy from Solterra Systems.
There's never been a better time to install solar in Washington, and yes, we do get enough sun. Incentives cover over 50% if the installation cost and zero down financing is available. Enjoy watching your meter run backwards this summer by installing solar now.
Go to useyourroof.com to find out how easy it can be. That's useyourroof.com or call 800-865-9005 to get your free site assessment from Solterra Systems.
This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Talk Radio 570 KBI. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. I'm here to help you build a strong financial blueprint 1 week and one show at a time. In studio, another regular contributor has been in quite a few times to share his wealth of information, Andy Landis, nationally known author, speaker, and consultant. What's happening with Social Security? Is it going broke? What steps do you need to take to plan for Social Security? That's why Andy is here today. Andy, thank you so much for coming back in.
Thank you, Tina. Great to be here. Thanks.
Andy has worked since 1977 with pre-retirees and retirees at Social Security, AARP, Weyerhaeuser Corporation, and his own practice, Thinking Retirement. Through Thinking Retirement, Andy leads Social Security, Medicare, and retirement seminars for financial planners, CPAs, and Fortune 500 firms. He is the author of the book Social Security, The Inside Story, hailed as the best book on the topic, and When I Retire, A Guide to Design a Great Retirement Life. Both are available on Amazon, so encourage for you to get on Amazon and get those books because it's a wealth of information. And I only have like 15 minutes here with you, so it goes by pretty quick, and we can only talk just about a little tiny piece of it. So, Andy, thank you so much for being here today.
Good to be here, and we'll talk about any slice you want to talk about.
Awesome. So let's go ahead and start right out with number one misinformation about Social Security. What is it?
Boy, I could probably give you one, two, and three. Number one's probably that it's going broke any day now, so yep. We can't count on it. Probably right after that is everybody seems to think that Social Security is based on your best 10 years of work or your last 10 years of work. That's not true, but everybody seems to believe it. And boy, probably a distant third would be if I take Social Security early, I get mm-hmm. less money, but it's going to get higher when I reach 66. And that's not true. Yeah. It's a lifetime reduction.
And those are really, really important things to know. And I hear those all the time. Now, I've talked with you many times, Andy, so I've got a little bit of head start from people that are listening to the show, especially ones first time. But there's expensive mistakes that you can make when it comes to Social Security. What is the number one expensive mistake?
Number one expensive mistake. Probably, I'm looking at Janice too, but I'm thinking probably taking it too early and then getting locked into a lower payment forever. Mm-hmm. And not only are you locking yourself into a lower payment, you might be locking your survivor, if you have a spouse, into a lower payment. So now you got two lifetimes of less money. So that can be a big hit. Probably yeah. That would be the big one, is taking it too early.
So really strategizing, making sure you understand the right time to actually take your Social Security.
Yeah, find a way to bridge over to a later application mm-hmm. date, and that will pay you back forever during your lifetime and a second lifetime if you are married.
Got it. So, Andy, if someone's listening right now and they're currently in today's workforce, they may be asking the question, is Social Security still going to be around for them when they retire?
Number one question that I get, absolutely. So, you know what? The news is a lot better than what you've heard from the media. Social Security is still running a surplus. Last year was $54 billion. Mm-hmm. The media has that backwards. It has all the money it needs to pay all the benefits promised till 2033. We got to pause a minute there to let people do the math. How old will they be? But even after 2033, Social Security has 77% of the money it needs to run the rest of the century.
Yeah, I was going to say your worst case scenario when you get the percentage is...
You're going to have a 23% shortfall 20 years from now. Mm-hmm. So your worst case is don't put a zero in your retirement plans. put in maybe three quarters of what Social Security says. And that's only if you're really pessimistic.
Yeah. So what about, there's some really great tools that can be used that you can share with our listeners. What are those, Andy?
Number one, everybody listening should go to Social Security and get a My Social Security account, an online account at ssa.gov. You need that for anything you do with Social Security. If you're still working and waiting for Social Security, that's how you get your estimate now, where they used to mail it to you.
Okay.
Hey, that's so 20th century, right? Now you go online and you get it anytime you want it, and you email it to your financial advisor. You email it to your mortgage broker because they need that number. In addition, if you're already on Social Security, that's how you change your address. That's how you update your bank deposit information. That's how you get an official statement from Social Security on what you're getting. And again, your financial advisor and your mortgage broker need those figures.
Yeah.
So My Social Security account, you got to get that.
Okay. And anyway, what about the raise for Social Security in 2014? What is it and how is that decided?
It's a big, whopping 1.5%.
Woohoo!
Not a big raise. I know this year was only 1.7%. So
wow.
But it's not because Social Security hates you or because Congress isn't doing their job. It is tied to the inflation rate.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, but that was the inflation rate last year, so that's what the raise is on Social Security. So that's how that's figured.
Got it. And you've got some great tips, secrets in maximizing Social Security. Will you please share that with my listeners?
Well, here's a not-so-secret one. Just wait as long as you can wait all the way up to age 70, if possible, to take the Social Security. But, you know, recently, just in the past few weeks, I've seen a new name for that. They're calling it the delay strategy, which is kind of silly calling it a strategy when it's basically doing nothing. So I've been attempting that around the house. You know, I'm applying the delay strategy on certain chores that need doing.
Oh, there you go.
It's not really working with Kay very well, but I try. So probably the big secret is, if there's any way you can wait, I've even heard that it can pay to draw from your savings to help you postpone your Social Security. And I'll tell you what, I'm not Social Security age yet, but I'm awful close.
Yeah.
And I really hate to touch my nest egg. So it's a little bit scary to think about drawing from savings to postpone Social Security. But they say that even that pays. But if you can get a part-time job or anything to help you wait, that'll help.
Got it. And how important is Social Security for retirement finances?
You're not going to believe it. It's absolutely essential. It's the number one source of retirement income. And even higher-end people really need that Social Security to make the retirement numbers work. So many people poo-poo it and say, oh, don't count it.
Yeah.
Well, have your financial advisor run the numbers without it, and you're going to say, put it back in.
Sure.
You really want that. It's very vital. It's bigger than any other source of retirement money, bigger than work, bigger than savings, bigger than pensions. It's number
really?
One.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising, bigger than pensions, people that actually get pensions. It's surprising that Social Security would be larger than that.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, are, especially in this economy and what's happened with the crisis, are finding themselves working longer than what they anticipated to work. And it's not something they're choosing to do, but it's something they feel that they have to do.
Yeah.
So can they still work and collect on Social Security? I know the strategy is to wait, but what are the options if they want to take it while they're still working?
Well, if you're working and you're under 66, you're going to lose some of your Social Security payments if you earn over about $15,000.
Okay.
So that's a factor.
That's why you see a lot of people maybe like at the grocery store, you know, bagging groceries because they're trying to stay under that amount and still be able to collect it.
It's not a bad idea to even go over that amount, even if they take some of your Social Security away.
Okay.
All they're going to do is give you a bigger raise when you hit 66. So it's not a bad idea. Just keep Social Security posted if you're under 66 and working.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell them how much you're earning. Just keep them posted.
Okay.
Once you're 66, you can draw full Social Security and paychecks. So you got a choice when you hit 66. Do I want to take the Social Security and maybe bank it for later?
Mm-hmm.
Or, again, the longer you wait till age 70, the more you're going to eventually get. So one option is to use that paycheck to bridge you over to a later Social Security date.
Got it. And it'd be interesting to see what the difference of that is, and especially with having Janice in studio. And that's why I've been saying for a few shows here that I'm really thinking of doing some panels on a monthly basis to where instead of the independent segments that we have with our guests, but really bringing some of everybody together on one topic. And because this would be interesting just to see if you know what you would be losing on Social Security by drawing it early, but investing that and getting some type of return and being able to have that. So it'd be interesting to see how those numbers all those numbers came out.
Yeah, the listeners can't see this, but I'm looking over at Janice during some of these statements that I'm making. She's nodding. So far, so good.
She's
the expert, yeah.
Exactly. So, well, no, you're an expert, too, being a bestseller and writing these books, and people hire you to coach and to really train the industry and what they should be advising their clients. So what about the importance of getting Social Security estimates? How important is that to get an estimate?
Two words, do it.
Okay.
You got to have that estimate. It's going to be the absolute foundation of your financial blueprint. You've got to have that number before you can plan anything else.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So especially if you're doing any kind of income planning, you look at the Social Security income. If you have access to any kind of pension, you've got that income. Compare those two sources of income to your bills. Whatever the gap is, that's where your retirement planning is going to take place. So that's absolutely essential. Get that. Do it.
So, Andy, what about when I die, or okay, I won't use my husband for an example. That would be bad. But I was just thinking, if my husband dies, am I going to get a Social Security? That's terrible. What happens? Does your family members, will they get your Social Security when they pass?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Especially if you pass it at a later age, like we all hope to do, and we have an older spouse, that spouse can get up to 100% of whatever you were getting. That's why I was talking about whatever you take, that affects you and your spouse for two lifetimes. It's a big deal. So your spouse can definitely get Social Security. If you happen to have any children living, then they could possibly get Social Security if they're still younger than high school age.
Okay.
And there's even provision, if you're supporting your parents, which a lot of people are doing these days, then they can draw Social Security on your record after you're gone. It's almost an unknown benefit.
Wow.
So that's a factor too. So basically, anytime you hear of a death, you might want to contact Social Security. And boy, we didn't even talk about early death.
Yeah.
That can be worth, I hate to talk about it in dollar terms, but that can be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to the kids if a parent passes away during their working years.
Yeah.
So by all means, contact Social Security after
death.
Well,
and my dad passed away a while ago, but just I learned something new that his ex-wife, now my mom, couldn't receive any of his Social Security because she's remarried, but his ex-wife, because they were married for more than 7 years, and that was years ago, she's actually collecting on his Social Security.
That's right.
And so, I was like, wow, they haven't been married for years. But
now, I have a terrible joke about that, because if you're let's say you're the divorced spouse.
Okay.
And basically you get 50% while the person is alive and 100% after they die. And that's the kind of thing you don't want your ex to know. You don't want them to have an incentive, any more incentive, let's say.
No kidding. So I'm scared to ask this, and I don't want anyone to think that it's a blooper, because it's not, because this is real. What is Social Security Viagra benefit?
Viagra benefit.
What is that?
That is actually a great term that was sparked by Jennifer Waters of MarketWatch. And the term means that if you have children and you go on Social Security, the kids are going to be able to get Social Security, which is a huge bonus for your Social Security. You're going to bring in a lot more money from Social Security if you have kids. Now, I don't mean that we should all go out and find some kids to either give birth to or adopt, but it can really make a difference on the Social Security. They can get 50% payments on your work record. And just imagine that. It really skews the computation and the rule of thumb about waiting. It skews it towards taking it earlier, because the more of those kid payments you get, the better.
Sure.
So there you go. It kind of brings in new life into your older years.
Makes total sense where that name comes from.
Silly.
So what about filing and suspending your payments?
Huge. And there's been a lot written about file and suspend recently. But basically, if you're 66 or more, you can file for Social Security, but you actually have an incentive to suspend the payments. In other words, they won't come. First benefit is Social Security payments keep growing in the background until you're 70. Mm-hmm. So when you finally go ahead and start them, they will be higher. Second benefit opens the door to spouse filing on your record. You have to file to make that happen, but you don't have to take the payments. Third benefit that nobody knows about is unsuspending with back pay. Anytime from 66 to 70, you could unsuspend your payments. And the normal practice would be, start my payments this month. I'm ready for Social Security. But nobody knows that you can unsuspend at any effective month back to the month you suspended. So I could be 68, 69 years old and have suspended my benefits at 66. At any point, I could say, I want those back payments, and it could be tens of thousands of dollars. So it's sort of like holding it in the bank just in case. You probably won't ever tap into it, but if you need it, it's there. So maybe you were postponing your Social Security because you wanted a higher benefit or you wanted a higher benefit for your spouse. Now your spouse is gone. And maybe you just got bad news from the doctor and you need money now. You don't need a long term anymore. Sure. You need short term. You can tap into those back payments and have tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket.
So, and Andy, share again with my listeners the books that they can get on Amazon to really give them all of the information that they need regarding Social Security.
Thank you. Well, my two books are Social Security, The Inside Story, or When I Retire, if you want to design a lifestyle for retirement.
So if you're driving, you're absolutely welcome. They're awesome books. And if you're driving, I don't want you to take any notes, but you can remember this number, 1-888-987-0570. Again, 1-888-987-0570. Pull over on the side of the road, wait till you get home, pick up the phone, call Andy, and he'll make sure he gives you those books and how to order those. And so just to kind of wrap it up, Andy, Social Security, do you think it's a good idea?
It's awesome. It's really a good idea, and it's going to make the difference in your retirement.
There you go. So learning about it and understanding, you shows today is about saving money, whether it's Soterra Systems and getting that solar system on your roof, Janice, our financial planner for the show, and tips and how not to overspend, and preparing and understanding about Social Security. You don't want to miss out on that money. It's your money. You worked a long time.
You
right?
paid for it. Better
you
learn
paid
how to
for
get it.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Andy, for coming back in studio. I really appreciate it. Gratitude for our past, bringing peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy with your family, your friends. Be safe. Eat a lot. And I just appreciate you being here listening to me this Sunday. Thursday's right around the corner, but I'll be here next Sunday, same time, same place. Look forward to having all of you back here right here on 570 KVI. Thanks, everyone.
Free electricity from your roof? It's possible with solar energy. Here's Amy from Soterra Systems.
There's never been a better time to install solar in Washington, and yes, we do get enough sun. Incentives cover over 50% of the installation cost, and zero down financing is available. Enjoy watching your meter run backwards this summer by installing solar now.
Go to useyourroof.com to find out how easy it can be. That's useyourroof.com, or call 800-865-9005 to get your free site assessment from Soterra Systems.
The preceding program was paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395 and Washington CL number 81395 is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420 is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit absoluteloans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.